Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you. Happy, happy New Year 2012. We welcome each one of you into 2012, where all is well in 2012. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I am here in Inglewood, California, and I am happy, happy, happy this morning to be here in the land of the living, because I know 2012 has great things in store for us. And as Dr. Vanessa has already said, it's a year of government, a year of order. So I'm excited to see what God is going to do. So I said, as I said earlier, no matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstance, no matter what the obstacles are, just speak to them and say, all is well in 2012. And if you start off the year with that mindset, then by the end of the year, you'll still be in that same mindset. So we're going to start off the right way. We're going to do things. We're going to be intentional this year. We're going to think big. We're going to do things bigger in 2012. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And like I say all the time, I thank God for their yes, because he gave them a vision, and they said yes and carried it out. They didn't carry it out their way, but they carried it out with the instructions and the vision that he gave them. And see, it has allowed us to tap into this call every single Monday through Friday to be, that our lives would be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ on this call every day. So I thank God for them. And the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, at this time of the morning, we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, for here on the Master's Call, it is truly all about the Master. So we bless God for each of you for tapping into this line, for calling, for sharing. Our email address for this call can be found at the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. So if you have a prayer request, if you have any concerns or, you know, any comments, any words of encouragement, we actually invite you to use that line. If you're interested this year in just being accountable to what God is asking you to do, to be responsible, to go up to that next level in the Lord, where the Lord is taking you, then we invite you to become a prayer intercessor on the Master's Call. You could go ahead and send us an email to that same address, the email address that I gave you, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and we definitely will respond to you. If you've missed any of the messages from October the 25th, 2010, up until today, then I invite you to use our website, which is accessible 24 hours every day, and that would be www.themastersmorningcall@.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been so eloquently archived on our website, and they're there for you to play back, to research at any time. So we thank God for technology and the ability to have a website for this call. So God, we thank God and we give God the glory for that. And the vehicle that has brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a Christian health and wellness company called Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S, International, and health and wellness company that is changing lives all around the world. If you are an Ardyss distributor on the line this morning, just know that you still have today and tomorrow to make December a great month to reach your goals, because it still can be done. You have 2 days to be intentional. So just take it up a different level and see truly what can be done. Just call everyone, you know, make your list of 50, make your list of 100 people, and go through them today if you're off work today. Call them and just find out, you know, if they, you know, want to purchase anything, if they want to sign up for the dollar membership. Make it happen, because you can, because you have today and you have tomorrow. If you haven't checked in into the information for Extravaganza, then go to www.artist.com/extravaganza. Get your rooms reserved. You only have to pay for one night. Don't forget about your ticket. The ticket price, I believe, will be going up, but you still have the opportunity to take advantage of it. So, and if you're not an artist distributor on the line and you would like to know what Artist International is all about, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them to give you information on Artist International. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Happy New Year, everyone. Glory be to God. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you for this harvest time, this time where you're doing a new thing in our lives, this time, oh God, where we've gone through 2011, and we know that it was nobody but you that kept us. The time in 2011 where seeds were being sown, where they were being planted, where they were being rooted up, oh God, we thank and praise you that now, as we trusted you, hallelujah, it is harvest time. Many times we didn't even know how we were going to make our way through, Lord, but you were there. So now we step into this new thing you have for us, and we thank and praise you that you are God of a second chance, a God of third, God of many chances. But Father God, while there are new things going on, we thank and praise you for the same thing we have this morning, and that is the TMC, for its word is new every morning. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that that has not changed, that it is standing on your word, oh God, standing planted, rooted firmly in your word. Father, we thank and praise you for spiritual discipline in 2012, that we have a mindset that is conscious of you. You told us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added unto us. So we thank you, oh God, that we are privileged in this country to start out our year, our Monday morning, with you. Father, we thank and praise you that our faith is going to pull us through. We release any offense, any bitterness, anything that is keeping us from your word, oh God. Father, so just cleanse our hearts and purify us in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we lift up the TMC. We lift up Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the Diaz de Leon family. Father, we just ask that you give them everything they need, divine access, excess in 2012. Oh, Lord, they can continue to walk out the purpose that you have set for you, for them. Father, we release, oh, God, everything, hallelujah, and receive everything that you have for us, Lord, and we thank and praise you for each and every caller on the TMC. We thank and praise you, Lord, for Tiffany's faithfulness on the TMC, oh, Lord. Father God, now we just thank you for operating in excellence. We thank you for the speaker, Pastor Vanessa, who's come to bring the word in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the divine blueprint that you had given her to minister to us this morning. We thank and praise you, God, that you have caused your face to shine upon her. Now, Lord, we bind the hand of the enemy who might want to do anything to keep this word from going forth. We give clarity. We have already put him out on against this call in Jesus' name, because it is shot with your precious blood. And we give you praise that there is clarity. There is understanding that this call goes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. We call it now. It is so. It is done. And hallelujah be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for clearing the airways and the byways and clearing the heavens so that this call will go forward and the word of the Lord will go forth this morning. So it is that time. If you have not gotten your pencil and your pens and your notebook, if you needed to get a new notebook as I have, to make sure that you have all the notes today, then I say go ahead and take a minute and grab it real quick as I introduce our speaker for this morning. She, of course, is no stranger to this call. She is one of the founders of the Master's Call. She hails this morning from Houston, Texas. She is a teacher. She is a prophetess. She is a pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, and she walks in victory. She is anointed. She is nice. She walks in excellence. She is spiritual. She's saved and sanctified, and she is appointed this morning by God to bring to you our first message of 2012, where all is well. At this time, it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to bring to you that woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, this morning. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to each and every one of you, our Master's Call family, and to our first-time listeners all the way to those who began the journey with us. The warmest of kingdom greetings this new year, this new season, this new dispensation in God. We are so excited for what the Lord is doing in us, but utmost what God is doing through us. There is a word from the Lord. We started on Friday, and I definitely want to begin to really lay the foundation as a prophet of God. When the Lord has spoken in my heart, and the phrase that he laid in my spirit was, in 2012, all is well. In 2012, in 2012, all is well. So we're going to start this morning, and if we don't finish, we'll finish up tomorrow, but I want to lay this foundation in your heart. And before we begin the word, we want to remind those of you, we will be starting our consecration. We're going to be fasting. Yes, that's not a four-letter cuss word. It's going to help us to fast starting on January 5th. So don't eat yourself crazy now until the 5th. I know the day is the 2nd. But we're going to start as soon as the day begins, when you open up your eyes on the 5th. We're going to concentrate all the way and consecrate our bodies through February 14th. That is exactly 40 days. I always laugh and say, if you don't have a honey on Valentine's, you're going to find somebody when you come off that consecration. We're going to be doing a Daniel's fast, which is fruits and nuts and vegetables, no meat, no flesh. As one of my overseers, pastors, used to say, Dr. Reese used to say, no flesh, no chicken, no turkey, no ham, no pork, no beef, no fish, no flesh, and no sweets. So we're going to all be on the same page. Our Master's Call family, I asked our congregation yesterday to get their hearts and minds ready. We're having prayer directives because we want to be praying and focusing our faith all in the same direction. So some of you have already written and asked, and we'll begin to email those out today. If you have not, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You got to put that T-H-E in the front. The Masters with an S, morningcall@gmail.com, and we'll get out some information because some of you have never fasted before, and so we want to, you know, do it correctly, handle our bodies correctly because we have to drink a lot of water and fluids, washing out the toxins. It's a good thing. It's a God thing. It's a governmental thing for this 2012. So we're going to go now into the word of the Lord that he's given me for this year. And again, in 2012, all is well. See, in 2012, no matter what comes our way, we've always got to say, we've always got to decree, we've always got to affirm in the heavens that all is well. So let's first discuss the biblical significance of the number 12. What does the number 12 even mean? Well, according to many biblical scholars, the number 12 signifies governmental perfection. Governmental perfection. It appears as a multiple in matters related to issues of government or ruling. See, 12 is a perfect number, signifying perfection of government or governmental perfection. It is found as a multiple in all that has to do with the rule. Hear this. The sun, which rules the day, and the moon and stars, which govern the night, do so by their passage through the 12 signs of the zodiac.
which completes the great circle of the heavens, of 360, which is what, 12 times 30 degrees or divisions. And I have an awesome book I recommend everybody to read by Dr. D. James Kennedy, which helps us understand that Zodiac didn't start with humanism or New Age or world. It's very biblical. Before them was the word about the Zodiac. So 12 is a perfect number. In the Old Testament, the book of Genesis reveals that there were 12 sons of Jacob. The 12 sons formed the 12 tribes of Israel. Even in the New Testament, when we come to the New Testament, we find that the same great principle pervading the apostolic government, the founders, the apostolic government, as we see in the patriarchal and national, meaning in the Old Testament of our patriarchs with the 12 tribes, in the Old and the New Testament, we have the apostolic order of 12. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, you have the 12 apostles, then the 12 foundations in the heavenly Jerusalem. There were 12 gates in the city, the 12 pearls, the 12 angels mentioned all through Scripture. The number 12 is found 187 times total in the Bible. 22 of them are in the book of Revelation. The number 12 represents divine authority and appointment. Let me say that again. The number 12 represents divine authority and appointment, as well as governmental foundation and perfection. Again, it shows completeness. Now, we know the number 7 means complete, but when you use the number 12, it means the order of the government with the perfection. 12 is also used as a signature of Israel. Truth is symbolized by 144. We know the scripture talks about 12 times 12, perfection times perfection of 144. Now, there's 12 divisions of the heavens called the Maseroth, which God used for signs and seasons. In Psalms 19, that first verse, the first verse in Psalms 19 reads, "The testimony of the stars is numerically in harmony with the Bible. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork." Again, they are 12 sons of Jacob, whose families form the 12 tribes of Israel with 12 princes. There are also 12 princes of Ishmael. The highest priest's breastplate used for judgment had 12 stones, again representing the 12 tribes. The showbread consisted of 12 loaves. During the period of the judges, 12 judges judged Israel. Solomon appointed 12 officers over Israel. What? At age 12, Jesus appeared at the temple. Jesus ordained again the 12 apostles who were sent with authority to preach the gospel and to be witnesses of his resurrection. And after his resurrection, Jesus told the apostles that he had given all authority in heaven and earth, the divine authority of God. So during the Great Tribulation, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes are saved, again totaling that 144,000 from Revelation chapter 7. A second 144,000 are gathered from the earth to serve the Lamb and follow him. That's in Revelation 14, verses 1 through 5. And the bride of Christ is pictured with a crown of 12 stars, and that's in Revelation 12, 1. So the New Jerusalem has 12 gates of pearls, 12 angels at the gates, and the names of the 12 tribes of Israel over the gates. The wall of the city has 12 foundations of precious stones. In them are the names of the 12 apostles. The wall is 144 cubits high, again 12 by 12. The city is 12,000 furlongs, or 1,500 miles square. Now, experts, biblical scholars, point out that the number 12 is the product of three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the divine number, and four, the earthly number. So you have heaven, the divine, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, the outer court, inner court, Holy of Holies. And four, the earthly number, as there are four elements, earth, air, fire, water, four seasons. So 12 in our lives represents government. Remember when I told you last Friday that God is now demanding, requiring us individually, personally, one by one, name by name, to get our individual lives in order. And 2011 was organized chaos. What did you mean by that, Dr. V? Where God was plucking and pruning and repositioning and doing what he had to do, holy house cleaning in our personal lives so that we would walk in the order of God. So when he dropped in my spirit in 2012, all is well, it took me back to the biblical account, the story that is very familiar to most of us, and we're going to go over that and begin it because we have just 5 minutes left. In 2 Kings 4, in 2 Kings chapter 4, is a profound story where the phrase and the coined phraseology was placed, all is well. So what we're saying is through this year, 2012, as the government is being established, as the government is being ordered in our lives, individually, corporately, as a family, we're going to decree, confess, and profess that all is well. The word of the Lord announces that there is a divine process to this perfection. And during this process, we must continually proclaim and only decree in our lives that all is well. Make the heavens line up with the will of God so that we will see our victories as we go through this journey, as we go through this year, the process, as we experience the rite of passage, as we handle the in-between times, the mean times. We see it all and will say only, all is well. From the mountaintops to the valleys and all in between, our confession of faith, our affirmation must be all is well. If you have your Bibles, it is so important we ground and understand this story in 2 Kings 4. I'm going to start in verse 8. Elijah had already been on the earth. He had mentored and poured into Elisha. He had already been caught up. He had passed the baton on to Elisha. So in verse 8 it says, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem. There was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. In other words, she was determined. You know how the saints are, come on in and eat. No, you ain't going no further. Come on and fellowship. You know, the saints love to feed you. You know, that's my version. And so as she constrained him, so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. In other words, because she always insisted when he was on his missionary journey, you know, he was an itinerant prophet going from city to city as God was directing, as God was instructing, decreeing the word of the Lord. In verse 9, and she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continuously. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. No motive, no private agenda, just wanting to be a blessing to the man of God. And it came, and it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and laid there. So he got excited about knowing that he was appreciated. We're going to go over five principles over the next 2 days of why we're decreeing to the heavens in 2012, all is well. Let's cover principle one in our time this morning. In principle one, all is well. When opportunities come you did not ask for or understand, know that all is well. All is well. When opportunities come you did not ask for or even understand. See, we have to plant the seeds of kindness and goodness, and then we'll harvest some unspoken dreams and desires. When this woman of God, great woman, sensitive, discerning, was referring to her husband with a spirit of excellence, this man of God is walking in his office and his authority. Let's do what we can do. And while he's passing our way, when ministry calls for him to come by Chicago, when ministry takes him down through Dallas or Houston or all the way out to Tacoma, or let's even say he's got to travel to the West Coast to Inglewood, let's build him a house, so a room, so that he has a comfortable place to stay. See, when we make ourselves yielded vessels, willing and able to do great things, God then will do the exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, because now the power of God, us being Jesus' hands extended, is happening, coming from Ephesians 3:20. Well, you're saying this morning, Dr. V, well, she did her part, and now she'll begin to watch God do his part. See, when we keep saying God has so many opportunities and is ready to impart in our lives, when we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to watch the heavens open up with favor that we had never imagined. And this is where the order and the government of God comes into play. See, God can't bless mess, or in other words, confusion in our lives. God won't co-sign unforgiveness. He is unwilling to move on a heart that won't forgive or repent for known sins in our lives. God won't promote disobedience or push forward poison behavior attitudes. God won't sanction motives that aren't moved by a compassion to just be his hands extended. Again, where the order and the government of God comes into play is when we position ourselves, when we build a firm foundation of eating his word, meditating on it day and night, saying and lifting our hands, yes, Lord, you can send me. Speaking and decreeing out of our mouth, praising him that we are a willing and a yielded vessel, doing what we can do, and then knowing God will do what we cannot do, then that allows the order of God to flow freely through our heart. So all is well when opportunities come that we don't ask for, when we know, when we are able, when we are willing, and when we do act, when we participate in the demonstration and application, then God desires to pour out blessings in our lives, truly that we won't have enough room to even receive them all. See, Isaiah 1, verse 19 says, if you be willing, what, and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But that verse 20 brings back the government, the balance. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We'll continue on tomorrow, but we must remember in 2012, all is well. We do our part, and then we can expect God to do his part. Hallelujah. Back to you, Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful word for the beginning of the year. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All is well. In 2012, all is well. And she gave us so many powerful points that we need to adhere to and that we need to yield to and be willing and able to accept what God has for us. And the first principle that she gave us, she said, when opportunities come, you do not ask for or don't even understand, is the first principle that she gave us. So definitely we need to become more willing, more able, more active, not passive. We need to participate and demonstrate. She said, once we do our part, then God will be able to do his. And the main thing that I put a big asterisk next to, she said, God cannot bless our mess. So that means that we need to make sure that we have ourselves in the right position, in the right order, and in the right place at the right time. So God bless you, woman of God. I'm going to call, I'm not sure which one of my sisters are on the line this morning, but if Candy, Willa, or Kathy, or Robin would come to the line this morning and go ahead and close us out in prayer, I would greatly appreciate it.
Sister Tiffany, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, my sister.
Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless everyone on the prayer, on the master's call on today. Thank God for our woman of God who brought for the powerful word, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you for your obedience, and also thank you. God bless Evangelist Tiffany. Father, we just come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God, for the word that has already gone forth here today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have made a declaration that all is well in 2012. We thank you, oh God, that all is well, Lord God, with our soul and all is well with our lives. We thank you, God, for the word that has come forth today, that we will prepare ourselves, Lord God, to know that all is well. Thank you, Lord God, that no matter what is going on in our world, we give you praise and honor and glory, and we know without a doubt that all is well because you sit at the hem of our lives. You're in control of our lives, Lord God, and you promise never to leave us, never to forsake us, and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor today. You are indeed Jehovah Shammah. You're the one that's right there in the midst of it with us, Lord God, and let us know without a shadow of a doubt that all is well. Lord, we're at praying right now for those that are on our prayer list this morning. We're praying, Lord God, for Sister Tammy, Lord God, and her entire family to continue to help her daughter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every diabolical attack that's come against this young lady now, and we declare that all is well with her in Jesus' name. And even Joni's goddaughter, Lord God, Tanika, Lord, we ask you right now, we declare right now that all is well with her in the name of Jesus. And everyone else that's on our prayer list this morning, Lord, we thank you that we declare over them today that all is well. All is well in their bodies, Lord God. All is well in their finances, Lord God. All is well in their families, Lord God. We're declaring that all is well with their relationships. We're declaring it, Lord God, and we're standing on your word. We thank you, God, for Pastor Vanessa and her faithfulness to this call, Lord God. Thank you that she's such a yielded vessel to you. And to bring forth the word to help us understand where we are, God, and what's going on. Thank you, oh God, for the mandate of the fast. I thank you, Lord God, that we'll start preparing our hearts and our mind, getting ready with great expectation of what you're going to do in our lives. And we do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for this time of prayer, and we thank you for this time together, and we absolutely declare that all is well in 2012. God bless you, Evangelist Tiffany. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing out our call this morning. We thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up, and to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for setting our minds straight and putting us on focus to know that in 2012, all is well. And I'm not sure, Dr. Vanessa or Minister Kathy, is Dr. PK on the line this morning?
No, she's not. I'm looking at the board. I'm sorry, I had muted myself out.
Okay, great. So we will probably this week be getting a welcome into 2012 message or shout out from her sometime this week. So we thank God for each of you who have called in to the master's call this morning. We pray that as you leave this line that you would know that your lives are empowered, enriched, and enhanced, and that you would go out into the marketplace today and make this a great day. Make it happen for you and make it happen for your family. Know that we love you and God loves you best, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye for now.